Hello students, after notes making practice, today we are going to practice from writing section, report writing. As you all know that report writing means we have to submit the report of the incident that has already taken place. The incident could be positive or negative, means whether it is to give the report about some good thing that has happened in the nation, in the society, in the surrounding, at international level, whatsoever good thing, or some of the negative things of the society that has already taken place, and we have to submit or write or draft a report for that. It means what? It means report writing is of two types, positive or negative. Okay, so whether it is to be written about the good things or whether it is to be written for anything bad that has happened in the society, any bad incident that has already taken in the society, but in both of the situations we have to write the report in past tense. Reason I have already mentioned, that means that incident has already taken place. So understood? First point. Now the second point, the report writing is for minimum 3 paragraphs, maximum 4. Okay? Third point, you have to give a heading first. Clear? Read the question thoroughly and you'll come to know the what is the topic, what could be the heading given for that report that you're going to submit. So in the starting, you will write the heading. And left hand side, you will write submitted by. For an example, your name is Ram Singh. Or for an example, your name is Rohan Singh. So whatsoever. So you will write the heading. And left hand side, submitted by Rohan Singh. Am I clear? Now you will start. And how I have asked you to make the paragraph? Means you have to start just next to the margin, without leaving the space. Clear? So you will start minimum 3 paragraph, maximum 4. So in the first paragraph, you will write what? Means you have to write in first paragraph what has taken place. And for that, you have to start with date, day and time. For an example, you are writing a report or submitting a report about road accident. Then you will write on 12th March, Monday, at 12 a.m. Okay, like that you will start. Okay, so that first paragraph will be what. For an example, if you are writing about annual submitting the annual function report, so you will write on 25th December, Tuesday, at 3 p.m. Okay, so at that time your annual function started, and after that what happened and how the program had taken place, who was the chief guest, and how the program has been synchronized. So first paragraph will be what. Second paragraph, how. Means if you are writing about a negative things, means how the accident has taken place, then you will write that how that collision has taken place. A truck driver was drunk, here a car was coming, the person was driving very rash, this and that. So how that that incident has taken place. And if you are writing about positive, for an example, I have given you already example, if you are writing about the annual function report, you will write that okay, at 3 a.m. sharp, the chief guest has arrived very timely and punctually. Principal as well as the teachers were at the gate to receive the chief guest, this and that. You will start how, one by one, synchronize, okay, the moment that has taken place. Clear? That is second paragraph, how. Third paragraph will be the details, means merit or demerit. For an example, if you are writing about negative topic, you will write the demerit. How the if you are writing about the accident, then you will write the demerit, because of the rash driving, because of the people not having the license and all, they are drunkard, they are always in a bad mood on the road, everybody in a fast mood to reach to the destination, that's why such things are happening. So you will write such things in demerits in third paragraph. You need not write to an essay. Okay, you need not write an essay, attention in very short but very brief and very concise, but touch all the point that creates that negative incident. Clear?
And if you're writing positive, so what will be the positive merits for that positive topic annual function detail? You will write that creates a great enthu among the students and the teachers. It brings a team spirit. It brings a really colorful environment. Everybody could be seen in a festive mood. That was a wonderful program that was arranged by the principal and staff over like that. Clear? So that had depends on your topic. Merit or demerit will be written in the third paragraph. And fourth paragraph will be conclusion. Means your opinion. You need not to write any side heading, rather your own opinion, clear, according to the topic. So please practice report writing, and related to this I am giving a question. You will write that in A4 size paper, and we hope for the best for the future of the students and the school. The school reopens as early as possible, and on that day you will submit that report in A4 size paper, and you will be given a grading according to that. Thank you, students.